We're continuing our conversation this morning live in studio with WWE SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair. Woo! Round of applause for that. Hey, we're going to put some video of this up later on, too, at RadioNowIndy.com. Don't forget, you can still check out Charlotte and everybody else tonight with the SmackDown lineup. They're going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Buster will be broadcasting live this afternoon, so stop on by and see him there. And you can get tickets at WWE.com or Ticketmaster.com. And, man, I think I'm going to try to get some last-minute tickets. My little brother loves wrestling. And
your little brother with big brother's big sister.
Yeah, Michael, he absolutely loves it. And I know he's a big fan of yours, too. So that's got to be cool to have, like, young boys and girls are just cheering you on, like, Charlotte!
That's the best part of what we do, especially at live events, because we can have more fan interaction.
Uh-huh.
Being able to high-five the kids ringside. And then one of my friends who I work with said that he'll never forget when he was a fan growing up. He said it was Shawn Michaels. They made eye contact when he was walking to the ring, and he never forgot it. So I always make a point, because I'm kind of like a good guy, bad guy, but right now I'm a good guy.
Okay.
So like it's a new thing for me to like slap people's hands walking to the ring, but I always make sure to try to make eye contact with the little kids so they know, or I'll give them like a wink.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite part.
Real quick, just about Shawn Michaels, because I think I grew up on wrestling and he was one of my favorites, you know, HBK, and this intro song, I think it's like one of the best wrestling intro songs of all time. No, I'm sexy. I got the looks.
Whose intro song is your favorite, besides yours, obviously?
I mean, there's so many classic ones going all the way back. Like, I'll give you another example where you're thinking, like, like the Ultimate Warrior back in the day. Like,
now that I'm
I just got so hyped up, and I'm doing it right now. My chins are jiggling. Like, that's how exciting it is.
My favorite. Okay, so I just love how people took when Vine was still a thing. You know, that just ended. But when Vine was going on, everybody was playing John Cena's song. When like kids were like jumping on stuff randomly, and that was like, a huge Vine thing, and I thought that was funny. But one thing too that we were just talking about when we were on break was that you actually just had a book come out last fall, and so that was pretty recently.
Shinsuke Nakamura's music there.
Oh, yes,
that's my favorite right now.
That violin
is
dope.
So good. Sorry, I was like, when you were saying that, I was still thinking of who's my favorite. Shinsuke's. Dual Biography. We worked on it for 2 years. Came out this September. Title is Second Nature: The Legacy of Ric Flair and the Rise of Charlotte.
A
lot of people assume that you got into wrestling because of your dad, but in the book you explain why that isn't true.
Yes, so my little brother, well, actually both my brothers wrestled when I was growing up. I never thought about it, but at WrestleMania in Miami when the Four Horsemen were inducted in 2012, my brother convinced me that we should do it together.
Okay.
And I signed up, and 3 months later I reported to NXT in Tampa. And the rest is history. Obviously, there's a lot more to it, but he'd always wanted to be a professional wrestler, idolized my dad, and seeing him have that dream and now knowing that I'm living his dream,
fulfilling.
But it means a lot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally. So one thing that I thought was interesting was that you in the book, you talk about how you don't want people to assume that like you went into wrestling because of your dad. Why do you incorporate the woo as part of your thing then, if that was your dad's first?
No, it's not that I don't want people to think I didn't get into wrestling because of my dad. I want to make sure, how do I put this? That I didn't think that I could just live off his last name.
Gotcha.
Like you hear all the time, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, sorry like that, but it's anybody. I know we do it all the time, probably with musicians or movie actors, anybody like in Hollywood. It's like, oh, they're only doing that because their mom was this. Or
like Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray Cyrus or something like that.
I mean, she is talented, though, totally, but she probably had to bust her butt through Hannah Montana, all of her music career, and whatever happened on the MTV Movie Awards to actually prove, hey, I'm talented. I'm an artist. This is me. Yeah. This is not my father. And is that kind of what you're saying there, too?
No, like, now I kind of... Well, yeah, so basically, yes, I'm wrestling and I carry on my dad's legacy.
Yeah.
So incorporating the woo and the figure four, but mine's a figure eight because it's twice as good.
Yeah.
The chops and everything else. No, like I am continuing my dad's legacy, but it's more like, I don't need to live off my dad's last name. And I'm not going to apologize for being a Flair. And everyone can say, you know, I'm entitled or I was handed things. But actually, it's a lot harder than you think to be a child of a generational wrestler.
I bet it is.
Especially I couldn't even imagine.
People aren't going to look at me just as a 5'10 blonde.
Absolutely.
I'm always going to be Ric Flair's daughter.
Oh, I think it's a good note to end on.
Definitely. Well, I also wanted to end on this, and I apologize. I'm bad at pronouncing and saying things, but I do have your favorite WWE entrance song.
Oh, yes. Like, so good.
Like 15 or 20 seconds in when it drops. Oh, my gosh. I rock out to this.
His entrance
when he was in NXT at TakeOver when they had the violinist in Brooklyn was unbelievable.
Here it is.
So cool. I was just talking about this last week, how I love violin, like anything violin.
Yeah.
It sounds so dope.
Well, and his Michael Jackson tribute when he comes out. Awesome.
Sick.
I feel like we could talk to you for another hour, but I really, really appreciate it. I know Alex does too.
Thanks, guys, for
you coming in.
The gas tonight.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget you can get tickets at WWE.com and Ticketmaster.com to check out SmackDown Live. You'll see Rhonda. You'll be there. Sorry, Rhonda. Oh, God. That was
Charlotte.
See, I told you I hate stuff I can't talk. I meant Charlotte Flair. She'll be there.
I think you're wanting me to fire off something.
I can't, maybe, possibly tonight.
You're not going to get me going.
Go do that tonight and check it out. Buster will be there at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
We got to get off and go to break so that we can get a picture with the sick belt that she brought in.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I want to try to see how much I can get it around my waist. Maybe my front gut. We'll see what happens. Can I try it, Charlotte? Will that break?
No, you can try it.
Okay, cool.
That's the live event one.
All right, hey, cool. That's the model. That's not the one I actually have at home.